We want to worship Him. Before we do that, I would like to read a word from Psalms. Psalms 111. It begins with, "Praise ye the Lord." I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. He has showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of His hands are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverent is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Up to here, this precious word of God. Let us rise for prayer. Faithful God, we thank You for this hour of grace, for this evening hour, that we may once again be gathered here in Your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Lord, we worship You from the bottom of our hearts. We thank You, Lord, for every miracle You have done. For we can only praise Your wonders and the great deeds You have done, O Lord, in those who are Yours. For wondrous and glorious things hast Thou wrought in all ages, and also in our days, O Lord, You have done great things, of which we cannot forget, and of which we can only speak and testify and speak of the wonders, O Lord. For it is Your grace and Your faithfulness that You have shown us, that we may take of it and that we may give of it. Lord, we thank You for every food You have prepared for us. We thank You for all that You have given us in these last days. Lord, we also thank You, especially for last weekend, for all the glorious messages we heard through Your Word, through Your good Holy Spirit. We give You the glory also tonight. For this we have come together to worship Your precious and holy name, and to give You the honor and the thanks. And may You also come to Your right in our midst this evening, Lord. May You bless us from the riches of Your grace. Lord, we ask You, do not pass us by, Lord, but bless us all tonight. And we also pray especially, Lord, for those who have become weak, Lord, and who are plagued by the evil one. Lord, would You take care of them? And would You have mercy on them, Lord? And would You still draw to Yourself what is still to be drawn in these last hours and in these last moments while we are still on this earth? Lord, we also remember all this evening. Would You take care of all, whether near or far, Lord, especially of Your people, Lord, wherever they are scattered, O Lord. We lay everything before You, O God. Lord, we ask You, have mercy on us all and bless us from the riches of Thy grace, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is my strength and my song of praise. The Lord is my strength and my song of praise.
Here is my
He is my salvation. He is my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song of praise. He is my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song of praise. Teach me to believe, Lord. Teach me to pray. Childlike to trust. Teach me to pray. You are my Lord and God. You know the need, Lord. Teach me to believe, Lord. Teach me to pray. Childlike to trust you. Teach me to pray. You are my Lord and God. You know the need. Teach me to believe, Lord. Teach me to pray. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for the privilege of being here to worship. Brother Rus said from the weekend, I think we can all say that too. And when we think of that, we all feel not like talking, but praying that we ask God to confirm and carry out and do all that we hear. He sends His word and makes well. He gives instruction. And then He uses those who listen to Him. And as we read along here in Psalms 111, He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. He has showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. We all know that God made the promise to Abraham, and when it was fulfilled, He wiped out seven nations and settled His people in the land of promise. He gave all the others away to put His own in their place, to plant them and bless them. We cannot ask why God did that, why He gave away the Amorites and Jebusites, and what they are all called, or who they were. He gave them away and planted His people who carried the promise. We could say, didn't God create all the people? Doesn't God love all of them? And yet He said, destroy them all utterly. And already there were no more. And His people spread, multiplied, became a blessing. Who can tell the Lord, what are you doing? Who can tell Him, is it right? No one. Who has known the ways of the Lord? Who has been His counselor? We only see that God has ordained all things, that He has appointed them, and so they come to pass. He has given food unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. God did not make the covenant with the Amorites and the Jebusites and the Gerasites and whoever they were, but with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. They were the covenant people of the eternal God, and His covenant is an eternal covenant because He is an eternal God, and His people are His people forever and ever. Nothing can change that. But that is the way God works. And it says here, He has showed His people the power of His works. Not to the Egyptians or other nations, but to His people. I believe that this also applies to the New Testament church. Who recognizes the ways of God? Who listens to His voice? Who lets Himself be told? And if we reflect on the fact that God always has a remnant, a chosen multitude who listen to Him, and then go one step further and realize that we are allowed to belong to it and hear what He speaks. In connection with the weekend, many things made me think. They touched me deeply. Brother Branham does not speak from theory, but from experience, from his experiences with God. And we remember when he once said that a great preacher wrote a book on the gifts of the Spirit, and another read it, and then went to this writer and said, listen, I want to know now how these things work. And then he says, I'm sorry, I don't have all that. I can't tell you. I just wrote about it. Who remembers the sermon? Yes, children. But what about me, you, us? We can still cope with the fact that somebody then goes to this man who wrote the book and says, listen, I want to know how things work in practice. And if he then says, I'm sorry, I can't tell you about that, I just wrote it, then when we talk about the man or about the two men, then that's somewhere far across the ocean. But we are not here to talk about the two men. I'm just giving it as a comparison. If we say we are a biblical church and people come, then they have the right to find a biblical church. And there we can fall on our faces and we don't need to say anything. Just cry out to God and say, Lord, don't let us be ashamed. We hope and trust in you and believe that you will make it well. I read here in Isaiah 55, in verse 3, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. And then the well-known word, perhaps from verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Let us stay with these verses and with these thoughts. God, through the prophets, and as we know all too well, especially through Brother Branham, has taken very natural examples that every human being can understand very well. The rain falls on the earth. It does not only wet and moisten, it makes fertile. It brings forth from the soil what is needed to give nourishment to the plant. If it were only wetting, that would not be enough. Something comes out of the soil. Something is loosened and the roots take it in. God's word penetrates. It doesn't just kind of go over us and then fall down. It penetrates and then brings forth something that we can grow and thrive spiritually. Hence the word fertilized, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth, both, not only watered, but also maketh it bring forth, and bud. So, watered, fertilized, and the seed brought forth. For this God sends rain. In the same way he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. It is not you who want something, and I do not want anything either. It is not you who will bring something about, and neither do I. But God's word will bring about all that He has decided in His plan, and that which He has determined in His word, that will come to pass. But it has to be somebody through whom it happens, through whom it comes to fruition. Let us understand that it is not us, but as the Holy Scripture says, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, the Word. When it has accomplished what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. When we say something, we want to fulfill a meaning and a purpose. We want to express what we desire. God has done the same. And we have understood over the weekend that it is the final speaking of our God. And it cannot return as a word. It must first moisten. It must fertilize. It must bring forth, accomplish what God has willed, and bring about what He has sent it to do. Yes, we may say, what is the word to bring about? All things came into being through the word, and without the word, nothing has become that has become. And we believe that it is through the word of God that all things came into being. You all know, Brother Branham made the comparison. Some say it's the gifts of the Spirit. Others say it's the fruits of the Spirit. And you can have both, one and the other. And he says both are not enough, but complete conformity to the Word of God. If we understand it correctly, that's how it is. Where there is full conformity to the Word of God, the Spirit of God will give gifts and fruits. That is simply part of it. It belongs together. On the other hand, you can't say, we have the Word, and we don't need this, and we don't need that. That would not be the right attitude. Rather, the right attitude is that we accept all that God has given as He has given it, the Word in its place for the purpose for which He has appointed it, and everything else also in its place, and for what He has appointed it. The emphasis is on the word that came out of my mouth, not from the mouth of man, but from the mouth of the Lord God. And the word of God will accomplish, it will bring about what God has sent it to do. The last message will also call out the last. They will hear. They will come. They will submit under the mighty hand of God. When the song was sung, whether we have been a blessing to others or make me a blessing to others here. That's always a thing, brothers and sisters, for us to think about, whether God might not yet set us to be a blessing to others. We can all believe that. With God, all things are possible. What we have to show is what Paul expresses in 1 Corinthians 13. Everything is piecemeal, knowledge, the gifts of the Spirit, everything is piecemeal. But one thing is perfect. It says here in 1 Corinthians 13, from verse 8, love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. We see with what depth and with what sincerity this man of God has written again and again. And here he brings before us also in a very clear example. When I was a child, I acted, I did like a child. And then he says that when he became a man, he put away childish things. That God could really give me and all of us grace to be what He can and wants to make of us, genuine children of God, through whom He can live out His life, people who can be vessels for His glory. Not only that we are believers, but that at the end of time we can connect to the work of God and that He can reveal Himself to us. Everything is piecemeal, knowledge. Everything else is piecemeal. But when the perfect comes, then the piecemeal will come to an end. God is able to do something perfect out of all the piecemeal. We trust Him to do it. He will complete His church by grace. We have heard very much. And as I said before, you can't talk much about it. It's too powerful. It's too deep, too much. You could almost say what God is asking here. But God gives everything that He Himself demands. Would we have to get it from somewhere or procure it? we wouldn't know where to get it or what to do. He gives everything. When He says, you must be born again, then He gives the new birth in you and in me. When He says, it is I who baptizes you with spirit and fire, then it's Him, and then He does it. And when He says, I sanctify myself for them, that they also may be sanctified in truth, salvation comes from the Lord. We are to trust Him rock solid and know that He is able, as back then, the Old Testament covenant people, to lead them, to guide, to bless. So He did with the church of the new covenant. And we believe that the end must become like the beginning. It will become like it. I myself ask God for a heart full of the holiest shoots, full of faith and love, as the song goes. A heart that says yes to every word of God, that agrees with it, so that the Spirit of God can work. And we heard it many times. It is not the many words that we believe, but perhaps the one that we do not believe, that is missing in the whole chain. And if the Lord can give us the grace to come into agreement with His Word, into conformity with His Spirit, with all that He has said, then God's well-pleasing will rest upon us, and He will bless us. He has given away nations. He has blessed His people. He has preserved them. And He said, whoever touches you, touches the apple of my eye. Earthly, they were all born into this world in the same way. They all lived in the same way. But divinely, there was a calling, a choice, a divine destiny for the seed of Abraham, and God blessed him. So it is today with the people of God. From an earthly point of view, everyone is born into this world in the same way. And how often do we hear, even from other religions, what is to become of them and of those? I say, let us not worry about that. The worry is for us who have heard God's word. The Lord will judge justly. He will know what people would have done if the gospel had been brought to them. God knows all things. No one needs to tell Him anything. But what really matters is that He can really help us, me, you, all of us, and all His people. And that will happen. He can and He will, because it says, the word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. May the will of God be done on earth as it is done in heaven. God's word, which has now gone forth at the end, will not return void. It will return with a bride who has been called out, and it will accomplish what God has sent it to do. We can count on that rock solid. Yes, that is a foundation on which we can stand. May God bless us, strengthen us in the faith. When we now pray, let us do it really succinctly, but in faith, so that God may hear us and also bless us. Amen. Faithful God, we thank you again for the precious words we are privileged to hear. Lord, we know that what you have set out to do, you will bring to pass. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts that we may already see things that you have already accomplished. And what is yet to be done, Lord, you will also accomplish in your time, Lord. Thanks be to you and worship. Lord, we too are not here of our own accord, but you have called us. You have called us by our name. We are your inheritance. Yes, you have made the covenant with us too. And so we give you the glory this evening. We worship you in our midst and thank you that you remember us and still care for us so graciously and fatherly. Oh, how should we not praise you and exalt your holy name? For you are ours and we are your people. Receive the worship, receive the glory, Lord, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you with all my heart that you have brought us to the threshold of your work. You have led us on the deep ways of humility, of no reputation. You made us drink a cup mixed with vinegar and bile. But Lord, still we exclaimed, we thirst, and we thank you with all our heart that you led us out and that you have meaning and purpose with everything and with everyone. Beloved Lord, we have heard your word for this time. From your mouth it has come forth. It will accomplish what you send it to do and what you willed before the foundation of the world. We thank you that we may live at the end of the time of grace. Yes, in the most glorious time in the history of mankind. And I thank you already today for the complete restoration, for the confirmation of your word in every way. None of your words will be invalid. The same mouth that gave salvation has also spoken the healing, the deliverance, the preparation, everything. Lord, I thank you. You have already done great things and you will continue to work. We thank you for the power of your blood, for the power of your word and your spirit. Have thine own way. Accomplish. Bring it about by your word and by your spirit. What you have purposed, it is not the work of a man. It is your work. And we stand here before your face and believe that by your word and by your spirit in your church and in each individual, you will work and bring about what you have purposed. Worship to your name. Also the prayer requests we bring to you. Faithful God, you know the people. You know the distress they are in. You see their helplessness and their powerlessness. Lord, I have experienced it in body, soul, and spirit. How helpless and powerless a person can be. But you are the same, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, El Shaddai, the God at whose breast we may feed and strengthen ourselves even tonight. Beloved Lord, one thing you have already wrought, a perfect faith in you and in your word, and a complete trust in you, that by your word and by your spirit you will accomplish and bring about in all your bride that for which you send it. The calling out, the preparation, the completion, everything you will accomplish through the word that comes forth from your mouth, that fell into our hearts and was watered, fertilized, and budded. Lord, let the hour come when we do not have to shout like the Baal priests, but speak to you as a friend speaks to his friend, and that you might answer. Beloved Lord, we thank you for the example in our generation. O God, it was not the loud prayer, it was the Lord who was present and confirmed his word by signs and wonders following. Beloved Lord, you can confirm your word at any time. It is your word. And so we ask you to accept us. Accept me. Accept my brothers who help us with the word, that we may believe you unreservedly and from the heart, and that faith may become the victory that has already overcome the world. Beloved Lord, you have triumphed gloriously on Golgotha. Amen, hallelujah, as the song goes. Lord, I thank you. You called out through the night of death, it is finished. And now we may sing that the eternal morning is upon us. I thank you also for this evening, and I thank you for this weekend. Lord, we are still like those who dream. How is it that we may hear, that we may believe, that we may receive? Why have you addressed us of all people, O God? And we remember in this hour all our brothers, all our sisters. Beloved Lord, stretch out your arm. Let your word go forth. May your spirit come upon all who are your blood-bought inheritance. Make the claim on us, on them, on all, and put an end to the handiwork of Satan once and for all, that he may have no more claim on us, and that you may glorify yourself. O Lord, bless us all. Give us the liberty of the Holy Spirit. And in spite of everything, we may already thank you today that you have made everything well. Worship be unto you. Thy word will accomplish everything and bring about what you have planned and willed. Thy will be done in my life and through my life. May your will be done with all your people, with your church, in all places, in all countries, on all the earth. O God, to you be the praise and honor, glory and worship, in the name which is above every name, which has become dear to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.